the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Taken in Mellon, Wisconsin. Here it's the Granite Digger taking on Schwamigan. It's 36-32, 15, just under 15 minutes to go here in this ball game. Quick score update. Prentice is losing to Three Lakes at home right now, 29-19. That game going on in Prentice here tonight. And Schwamigan and Mellon on the ground fighting for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball. 14:38 to go here. And ball is going to stay with Schwamigan. Schwamigan up by four. Schwamigan was just forced to call that timeout. Mellon having a nice little momentum run. But a Schwamigan ball under their own basket. They get it into Phelps. Up top to Borgard. Guarded by Beeksma. Back to A.J. Morgan on that left wing. Morgan going to drive baseline. Going to try to get to the basket. He did get to the basket. He was fouled beforehand by Mayer, I believe they called it on. No, they called that one on Haltman, his first. And Haltman going to take a break as Yamin Rooks checking into the ball game. Schwamigan ball under their own basket. They get it in to Borgard. Borgard over to Morgan, right wing. Missing, he's short on that one. Mellon comes away with it. It's Beeksma with the ball, pulling up from this left wing. Beeksma, he's going to drive baseline, guarded by Miguel. Beeksma trying to get there, backs Miguel down, kicks it back out. Here's Zilke from three. Ooh, it rolls out, no good. Phelps with a really nice rebound. Corbin gets it up to AJ. AJ's going to push it ahead right side. AJ gets baseline, gets to the basket. Little Euro step, gets a nice basket to go. AJ Morgan, nice bucket, using his height by the basket. It's 38-32, 13:48 to go in this ballgame. Xander Beeksma with the ball. Nice little dip to Henry by the basket. He's fouled. Basket's good. And it's going to be 34-38, and Henry going to go to the line. So Henry at the line here today, or right now, looking for the three-point play. Shot up is no good. Rebounded by Cooper. Cooper had the foul on that play. Gets the rebound. Morgan gets it ahead to Phelps. Corbin, right side. He's going to go to the basket. Missing. Rebounded by Mayer for Mellon. Right side, but poked away by Phelps. Mayer gets it back. A lot of scrambling going on. Beeksma with the ball for Mellon. Up at the top. He's going to step into a three. Nothing but net. Splash. Xander Beeksma. And it's 38-37, one-point lead here for Schwamigan over the Mellon Granite Diggers. Cooper Mikulski, a beautiful layup, a little scoop, and gives Schwamigan a little bit of breathing room. It's 40-37 now, 13 minutes to go. Beeksma with the ball, driving on Miguel, pulls it back out. Going to set up again. Beeksma, ooh, they're going to leave him open for three again. Beeksma can't get this one to go, and it's going to be out of bounds on Phelps. Going to stay with Mellon. Mellon's basketball under their own basket. 12:46 to go. 40-37. Schwamigan leading by three. Beeksma with the ball. Looking to get it in. Gets it into Zilke up top. Zilke back to Beeksma. Beeksma. Oh, he almost drove in. Pulls it back out. Being patient with it. Right side. They get it into Henry in the elbow. Henry turns around. Shot goes up. It's no good. Rebounded by Morgan. Schwamigan going the other way. Schwamigan and Morgan, and looks like he was going to cross over. Euro step to the basket. Ball was poked away, but he's fouled. Let's see who this one is on. This one on Xander Beeksma. And Marcus Purdy checking back into the game. Purdy for Miguel. And A.J. Morgan side out of bounds. Gets it in to Borgard. Borgard to Phelps. Back to Morgan up at the top elbow. 12:21 to go. Morgan looks at a three. Kicks it over to Phelps. Back to Borgard. And it is Mellon still in this 1-3-1. They find A.J. Morgan flashing to the basket. He gets the basket. He's fouled going to the free throw line. And that foul was on Mayer, his third. It's 37-42, 12 minutes, 13 seconds to go in this ballgame. Swamigan getting a little momentum run of their own, going back to a five-point lead here. Morgan for the and one. It's up, and it's good. 43-37, little bit of breathing room for Swamigan. Beeksma gets it across half court, takes it right side, stopped by Mikulski. Meyer from three, missing, rebounded by Marcus Purdy, gets it to Morgan. Morgan, right side, gets it back to the middle, trying to get past half court. They get it across half court, and Zilke knocks it out of bounds for Mellon. Going to stay with Schwamigan. Morgan gets it in to Corbin. Back to Morgan. Morgan on this right side gets this 1-3-1. They're going to leave Morgan open. Morgan to Purdy. Back to Morgan. Back to Marcus Purdy. Fakes the three. Back to Morgan. Skip pass to Phelps. He had the three-point shot. He passed it up. Borgard tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Schwamm again. It's going to be side out of bounds. 11:31 to go here. 37-43. It's Schwamigan leading Mellon, and Schwamigan gets it in. Coach T setting up a play for Schwamigan. He gets his right side to Borgard, trying to get it into the high post to Cooper. And they're good. Content on running off some clock here. Here's Corbin Phelps. Drives to the basket, gets it to Marcus Purdy with a Purdy shot from Purdy. And it is 37-45, 11:06 to go. Beeksma with the ball over to Zilke on the wing. Gets it into Henry into the high post. Guarded by Borgard. Henry gets it to go. 45-39, 10:51 to go. Back to a six-point ball game. A.J. Morgan gets it across half court. Can attack the basket all the way. Missing the shot. Borgard with the rebound and puts it back. And Borgard with 2 points. 39-47. Here we go. We're going to get a timeout from Mellon. Let's see what it is. 30-second timeout. It's 39-47. Schwamigan leading with 10:34 to go in this ballgame. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Jeff Haken and back here in Mellon, Wisconsin. It is a 47-39 lead. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles leading the Mellon Granite Diggers right now. 10:34 to go in this ballgame. Mellon basketball looking to get it in. They get it in to Henry, down by the basket. Nice pass from Beeksma to get it down by him in the low post all the way from half court. Henry gets it, and he's fouled. Fouled on the ground. Going to be Mellon basketball underneath their own basket. Miguel checking back in for Borgard, as Borgard has got his four fouls as well. So it's Borgard and Schinnebeck with four fouls apiece. Zilke has it back to Beeksma. Vander. Nice pass to Mayer, and Mayer gets the basket to go. It's 41-47. Morgan with the ball for Schwamigan to Phelps to Morgan. Against this full court pressure from Mellon, they cross half court. Henry comes away with a steal over to Holtman. I think we're going to get a walk. Going to get a travel on Holtman. He was kind of bobbling the ball as he goes. Questionable call. Mellon says he didn't have or have handle of the ball, but it did look like a travel. Probably wasn't. 10 minutes to go here in the ballgame, 47-41. A.J. Morgan over to Phelps, to Miguel on the right side. Back to Phelps, reversing it nicely. Schwamigan passing quickly. Phelps open for three, passes it up. Phelps Here's A.J. going to step into a three. A.J. Morgan finally stepping into a three here. First one of the game. It's 50-41. Beekma with the ball for Mellon. Lob over the top to Henry. Followed by Cooper Mikulski on the ground. Smart foul by Cooper. And it's 50-41 here, guys. 9-point lead for Shawamigan. 9:36 to go in the ballgame. Cooper's third foul. The team's seventh, and that's going to send Ryan Henry to the line. Ryan Henry having a nice ball game here today. Only a sophomore. Nice box out from Cooper. Gets the rebound on the miss. A.J. Morgan falls with it. Going to be a travel. And slips on the ground. Not seeing the water down there, but one thing I noticed at basketball games, there's never a towel. We always go, they got Shawamigan brings towels. That's the first team that brings towels. It's always a scramble for towels when there's a wet spot on the floor. Shawamigan was prepared here today. So wiping up the floor here, 9:30 to go in this ballgame. It's 50-41. Shawamigan leading the Mellon Granite Diggers. And it's Mellon ball, side out of bounds. Zilke gets it in. Beekma, back to Zilke. He's going to pull up from three. Oh, looks good from our angle, but it was short. Rebounded by Shawamigan. They're going to take it up the other way. Morgan over to Phelps. To Marcus Purdy back into the ballgame. Oh, they're going to get Purdy with a travel. Has a nice little pump fake. Tried to get some penetration into the lane. And took a step before he put a dribble down. Looks like we might get another timeout here. We do. 9:13 to go here. 50-41. We're going to get a timeout. It's a full timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken in Mellon, Wisconsin. It is the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles 50, the Mellon Granite Diggers 41, 9:10 to go in this ballgame. Mellon with the ball, they get it across half court. Zilke on this left side has it, driving baseline, kicks it back out to Henry. Guarded by Mikulski. Going to be a travel as Henry hits the ground and slips. Nice defense by Shawamigan. And maybe another little wet spot on the floor as Henry just kind of hit the ground on a nice move that he had. And Shawamigan gets the ball in against this full court pressure from Mellon. Morgan leans into it, gets across half court. Guarded by Henry. And looks like Mellon into a... Are they in a man-to-man defense right here? And Shawamigan gets it by the basket. Miguel couldn't get it to go. 8:41 to go here. 50-41 is the score. Shawamigan leading Mellon. And Henry pulls up from about 15 feet. It's short. Morgan gets the rebound. Throws it ahead to Cooper. Cooper all alone. Not all alone. He's bumped by Beeksma. He's going to stay with Shawamigan. Cooper couldn't get that basket to go. Nice defense from Beeksma. And, oh, it's going to be Mellon basketball. Thought that was going Shawamigan's way. Mellon ball. Beeksma, 8:22 to go. Gets it across half court to Zilke on this left side. And Beeksma, right side. from the wing, gets it into Henry in the high post. Henry to the basket, misses it. Cooper with the rebound. And another turnover. Mellon with the ball now. Vander with a big Euro step. Oh, can't get it to go. It's rebounded by Cooper and going the other direction. And it's 39-23 the score in Prentice against Three Lakes. Three Lakes leading Prentice right now as Schwamigan turns the ball over. And we got a foul there on A.J. Morgan, offensive foul. So 7:52 to go in this ball game. It's 50-41. Schwamigan leading the Granite Diggers. Mellon with the basketball. Xander Beeksma setting things up. Left side. Gets it into the high post to Henry. Back up top to Haltman. Back to Beeksma. A screen from Haltman, and Beeksma working from the top. Guarded by Miguel. Beeksma crosses over. Kicks it back up. And Beeksma going to drive in after the chaos. Gets all the way there, and he's fouled by the basket by Cooper. So I believe that's the third foul on Cooper Mikulski. 7:28 to go now. It's 50-41. Xander Beeksma at the line, and actually that's Cooper's fourth foul. So Cooper going to have to be a little bit careful. Looks like Antonio going to check in. Antonio Potzel going to check in for Cooper. Cooper with his fourth. So Cooper gets a much-needed break here. First break of the game for him. And Xander Beeksma at the line. Xander, the sensational sophomore here from Mellon. Free throw up and good for Xander. Making it a 7-point ball game with 7:28 to go here. It's 50-43, I believe it's 50-43. 39-23. Beeksma hits the second one. And 43-50. I thought it was 44-50. I guess it's 43-50. Corbin Phelps all the way to the basket, missing a layup. Rebounded by Mellon. 7:16 to go here. It's going the other way. Mellon's basketball. Beeksma with it. He's going to go all the way to the basket. Pull up from about 8 feet. Gets the bucket to go. 45-50. 7 minutes to go. Morgan with the ball. Morgan pushes it. Crosses over. Gets across half court. And down by the basket, open was Miguel. Morgan couldn't find him. The turnover. And Mellon's going to take this momentum with them. Beeksma, the point guard, gets it across half court. Guarded by Miguel. Beeksma to Zilke. Back up top to Henry. Back to Beeksma. Xander, little pump fake. Handling the ball real well here. Gets a nice pass to Henry by the basket. And Henry goes up, but he's fouled. Going to see who it's going to be on. I think it's going to be on Marcus Purdy. So foul on Marcus Purdy. And Henry's going to go to the line for two. And that's Purdy's first foul. But the team's 10th. They're in the double bonus. This is a foul on the shot. Shot is up from Henry. Short. .634 to go in the ball game. Second free throw in just a moment here for Mellon. And it's Ryan Henry gets the second one to go. So nice one from him. After a first shot air ball, swishes the second one. Schwamigan gets it in with their 4-point lead. 50-46. Schwamigan leading right now. Morgan gets across half court. Over to Phelps. To Miguel, pump fake from three. They're going to reverse it. I'm going to be patient with things. Morgan with the ball up at the top, guarded by Zilke. Over to Phelps. Phelps to Schinnebeck. Schinnebeck with them, four fouls. Is Antonio with the ball. Hands it off to Morgan. Going to take some time off of the clock. 6 minutes to go here now in this ball game. Miguel with the ball. He drives in, kicks back out to Phelps. Open from three, back in to Miguel. And Schwamigan content on passing the ball around, taking some time off. Morgan skips to the basket, misses the floater. It's rebounded by Zilke. Zilke gets it ahead. And a lot of chaos on the ground. Everyone scrambling for the ball. Shinnebeck with a little extra shove there to Ryan Henry. I think he's going to get thrown out. I think he tossed Shinnebeck. So Robert Shinnebeck tossed out of the game for a little excessiveness. Technical foul. So first time we've seen an ejection in the game. Yeah, that was a stiff foul anyway. He was go out in style, Robert Shinnebeck, attaboy. So Zeeksma misses the first technical. 5:33 to go here right now. Cooper going to check back into the game with his four fouls, as is Borgard. Second free throw up for Xander. Loving the drama here in Melanier tonight. Second free throw, no good for Zeeksma. We missed them both. It's a four-point lead yet, 50-46. And we're going to get the free throws. So we're going to... Okay, so it was a jump ball. There was never a foul earlier. So it's going to be Mellon's basketball. Okay. So I thought that there was a foul on Ryan Henry when he was on the ground, but they had called a jump ball. So that's why Ryan Henry doesn't get free throws right now. Mellon's ball side out of bounds. It's 50-46. Swamigan with a four-point lead. 5.5 minutes to go. Zeeksma with the ball up top. A lot of foul trouble for Swamigan. Zeeksma stepped into a big nasty three off the back rim. I like the shot. And it's going to be Swamigan basketball. Morgan right to Antonio by the basket. And Antonio Pozzo with his first bucket of the game. And extends that lead to 6 for Swamigan. Zeeksma pulls up from 3. Oh, he was feeling it. And he misses it. Rebounded by Swamigan. Up to Cooper. Cooper to the basket. He's going to pull up. He's fouled on the shot. He's going to shoot 2 free throws. 4:53 to go in the ball game. It's 52-46. Swamigan leading Mellon right now. And Cooper Mikulski at the line. So 45-25 is the score. Three Lakes beating Prentice right now, or leading Prentice in the second half over there in Prentice, as Cooper Mikulski's first free throw was good. Second free throw underway. Up and good. It's 54-46, back to an eight-point lead. Mellon had their opportunities to close that gap, and Swamigan pulled it back out. And there's another big shot there right now from Ryan Henry, 48-54. And Morgan gets the ball, gets it across half court. And Swamigan has it, guarded heavily. Oh, and that's going to be an over and back. Wow. They missed an over and back right in front of us. And Morgan to the basket. Gets the bucket. And one. He's going to go to the free throw line. Mellon got robbed right in front of us. 4:22 to go here. And A.J. Morgan at the line. 56-48. And Don Morgan. Well, Moreland's hot. He's got a reason to be. A.J. Morgan looking for the and one. Free throw is up and good. 48-57. 9-point lead now here for Swamigan with 4:20 to go. Zeeksma with the ball. Mellon's got to get a little offense going. And they find right by the basket was Ryan Henry. He misses the shot. And who's going to come away with it? The scramble on the floor. Probably going to get another jump off. And we got a timeout over here. So Swamigan, Coach T with a nice timeout. Going to get a full timeout. 4:07 to go. It's a 9-point lead for Swamigan right now over the Mellon Granite Diggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 1-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here. Jeff Hakenin in Mellon, Wisconsin here. It is a 57-48 lead for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles over the Mellon Granite Diggers with 4:07 to go here. Schwamigan with the ball. They get it in against a full-court press. And Phelps, could be 10 seconds here if they don't get it across real quick here. And it is going to be a turnover. And actually, Mellon just takes it away. Beeksma was open from three. He passed it up. And they get it into Zilke by the basket. Zilke can't get it to go. Morgan with the rebound. Going the other direction. He's going to take it up right side. Guarded heavily by Mellon. He picks it back out. And let's go back to a man-to-man defense here. And it was Ryan Henry pokes that one out of bounds for Mellon, but it's going to stay with Schwamigan. 3:35 to go here in the ballgame. Marcus Purdy into the ballgame now for Schwamigan. Schwamigan gets it in. Over to Beauregard. Up top to Phelps. Corbin with the ball. And it's going to be a turnover on Schwamigan. They throw it out of bounds. And it's going to be Mellon basketball. 3:25 to go here. It's 48-57. Beeksma bringing it up. Right side. Over to the wing. Get pass. Over to Henry. Mayer, he's going to drive it in. A little floater. And no good. And Ryan Henry comes away with the rebound. Picked up, though, by Borgard. Up to Mikulski. By the basket. And guarded by Beeksma. No foul call. Beeksma going the other direction. A lot of contact. They're letting him play. And it's Henry by the basket. He misses. Rebounded by Schwamigan. 2:50 to go. It's still 57-48. AJ Morgan says, hey, slow it down. Zilke guarding. And Schwamigan, who does a nice job of passing. And they find Beauregard by the basket. And he puts it up, but he's fouled by Mayer. And he's going to shoot two free throws. And that foul was on, like, Mayer, his fourth. Both teams in the bonus right now. Schwamigan in the double bonus. Beauregard free throw up is no good. Rattles out. Second free throw underway from Beauregard. It's up, and that one no good. And in Prentice, it's 55-41 right now. Three Lakes leading Prentice. Beeksma backs into the basket. He misses. Rebounded, though, by Mayer. And ripped away by Marcus Purdy. Purdy, a scrappy player for Schwamigan, doing a nice job. And it's Schwamigan basketball. 2:24 to go. Schwamigan up by 9, 57-48. Phelps with a pass ahead. It's tipped away by Mellon and goes out of bounds. Going to stay with Schwamigan. Morgan set to take it out. And Phelps, a nice drive to the basket. Draws four defenders, makes the pass, but it goes out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover. Going to be Mellon's basketball with 2:12 to go. So Mellon got to make a little magic happen the last 2 minutes of the game here. try to close in on this 9-point lead. Dieksma at the top, little pump fake, kicks it out to Lawler, out to Zilke. Zilke misses the three, rebounded by Morgan. And probably going to see a foul game here soon, maybe. Minute 54 to go. Schwamigan, Marcus Purdy, up to Phelps. Phelps still with the ball. Over to Purdy. Mellon scrapping defensively here, trying to get a steal. Minute 38 to go. 9-point lead. I like that Mellon's not fouling right now. Phelps with the ball. Going to be 5 seconds. Cooper with the ball by the basket. He goes in. Blocked by Henry, but he's going to go to the line. Minute 22 to go here. And Cooper Mikulski at the line. 48 to 57. See if Cooper can drain these free throws. First one up is good. A 10-point lead. Second free throw. Just a moment. Second one up is short. Rebounded by Mellon. Henry to Dieksma. Dieksma back to Henry. Henry gets into the lane. He's going to fade away. Misses the shot. It's rebounded by Schwamigan. Minute to go. Morgan gets across half court. Over to Phelps. 58 seconds. Schwamigan trying to run this clock out. Morgan has it. 50 seconds. They're going to foul on that one, I think, on Mayer. On, who was that one? Nope, that was on Zilke. But Zilke's second. 50 seconds to go. And a 10-point lead. And A.J. Morgan is at the line. First free throw for Morgan is no good. Not sure why it's two shots. There's some confusion on the court. It's Mellon's back. I've never seen something like this. A lot of confusion. This one's hard to explain. Schwamigan has 10 team fouls. Mellon has 19 fouls. They thought they were in the bonus, or they thought there was it was a two-shot foul, but it was actually a bonus. When he missed it, everyone was confused. Anyways, Mellon's got the ball right now, 45 seconds to go, and down by 10 points. Dieksma with the ball. Little shimmy to the basket. Blocked by Mikulski. Taken away. Going the other direction. A.J. Morgan with the ball. Trying to poke it away from him. 30 seconds to go. And they get it to Phelps by the basket. Phelps missing. Gets his rebound and puts it back. 21 seconds to go. 60 to 48. Schwamigan leading. Dieksma gets it across half court. 15 seconds to go. He's going to step into a three. Misses it. Rebounded by Henry. Bump fake. Puts it back. Gets the 2 points. It's 50 to 60. Schwamigan just got to get it in. Mellon, or going to hopefully let him run it out. There's the end of the ball game. 60 to 50 is the final score here in Mellon. Schwamigan comes away with the victory. A nice ball game here. The teams are shaking hands right now, going through. I'm sure both these teams know each other quite a bit, but it was a nice ball game. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 2-minute timeout. We're going to come back and give you the Forward Bank post-game show.
Dogwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Dogwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. at Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953, with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
And we're back here. Jeff Hakenin in Mellon, Wisconsin. It was a fun night, a fun ball game over here. Final score, Schwamigan Screaming Eagles 60 and the Mellon Granite Diggers 50. And a well-played ball game. A lot of excitement up and down the court. Definitely a ball game that didn't want to miss here. I'm glad I came out here to Mellon and checked things out. There's some nice athletes up here in Mellon along with Schwamigan. We had a lot of fun watching Xander Beeksma here tonight. And, Ryan Henry having a big game also for Mellon. And we're going to go over some of our point totals here for the Forward Bank post-game show. We'll start out with the Mellon Granite Diggers. And it was Ryan Henry, the sophomore, leading the way with 21, followed by Xander Beeksma with 15. I thought he played a great game at the point guard position. Bryce Meyer had 9, and Jaheel Zilke had 5. 4, the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. A lot of scoring over here. We had Cooper Mikulski, and he had 21 points leading the way for Schwamigan. A.J. Morgan with 17. We had Corbin Phelps with 10. He had a nice ball game. Robert Schinnebeck with 6. Marcus Purdy-Port in 2. Jeremiah Miguel had 2. Isaiah Borgard had 2. And Antonio Putzel had 2 as well. And for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, and they are going to be playing at Auburndale on Friday. All I can say is good luck with that one. Schwamigan, Merriwood South matchup down there. Auburndale definitely up at the top. So Schwamigan going to have to bring their A game, stay in that one. And for Mellon here, they are going to be home versus Le Couturier on Thursday. And Mellon falls 2-6 on the season. And Schwamigan improves their record to 2-7. It's a fun ball game here tonight, guys. And really excited for the rest of the season here for both teams and all the teams in the Northwood area up here. But we appreciate everyone that tuned in and listened in to this ball game and supporting our local athletes over here. But we appreciate over at 98 Q Country. Thank you for listening. Everybody, you have a great night. We will see you next time.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. Sure.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. Sun City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, in a way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, hey, mama, rock me, mama, rock me, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like the southbound train. Hey, yeah, yeah, mama, rock me, rock me, rock me.
Q Country.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all. Got it.
Johnson, the painter right there, and Brian Curry trucking through another set of great country music. Your heart or mine, it's John Party.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
We got winners. We got losers. Chain smokers and boozers. And we got yuppies. We got bikers. We've got thirsty hitchhikers.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
That's Gabby Barrett, Glory Days, and I'm Brian Curry. Well, he went to college in Louisiana and got a degree in environmental science before he got into music. Jordan Davis, he's on the way.
If you suffer from ugly yellow toe fungus, please listen closely. Toe fungus is not just an embarrassing cosmetic issue. It can be the sign of an underlying health problem, and if left untreated, can also be dangerous. Even a small spot can spread and get worse. But conventional treatments like foot soaks, prescription drugs, and laser treatments don't get to the root of the problem and are no match for drug-resistant fungi. But researchers have developed a new and different at-home treatment, and now thousands of people have finally ended their struggle with toe fungus. It's called Crystal Flush, and it's now available to try risk-free for 60 days. This is a limited-time offer that's not available in stores. Go to crystalflush.com. That's crystalflush.com.